Sitting across the Charles River from where we are in Boston, MIT, one of the world's leading engineering schools, and it has an electric bill of $1 million a week. The school releases 270,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year, the same amount of greenhouse gases created by 53,000 cars. This is all according to students who are trying to reduce their school's carbon footprint. Their project is called the MIT Generator. Jason Jay is one of the group's co-founders and a doctoral student at MIT's Sloan School of Management. Jason, welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me, Robin.
You know, MIT is known for its experiments. If you cross over the big Mass Ave bridge here in Boston, there's a mark on it of Smoots. Which is the length of a student named Smoot. They passed him all around the river to see how many Smoots there would be. But you're serious about this.
Yes, we are. We take very seriously, actually, the motto of MIT, which is Mens et Manus, which means mind and hand. And what we hope to do is to establish hands-on projects that students can do to green the campus, and by doing that, make MIT a demonstration, a microcosm for solving the energy challenge of the 21st century.
Well, you started this MIT Generator project 2 years ago. Tell us some of the projects that it's generated.
So, let's see. There's a group doing a thermoelectric device, which is essentially a tool that can take heat and convert directly into electricity. Where they're testing it, actually, is on the cogeneration facility at MIT, which is our power plant. There's a smokestack that has waste heat coming out of it, and they've attached that thing to the side as a place to test and try to capture extra energy and improve the efficiency of the power plant.
Well, let's keep going. You also have a group that's looking at food across the whole campus, meaning what?
There's a ton of catering that happens at MIT, and there's a ton of small food trucks that people see in Kendall Square that provide all this kind of food. So they wanted to look comprehensively at MIT's food systems and say, how can we start to source lower waste, more local, more organic food to create a healthier and more ecologically efficient campus?
And give us another example. I'm thinking of fume hoods.
Right. So actually, it turns out that the chemistry building, Building 18, is the biggest energy hog on campus because it has these things called fume hoods, which are essentially ventilation devices for the chemists so they don't get sick. But it turns out that every single fume hood consumes as much energy as a single-family home. So Elsa Olivetti, who's been my colleague and partner in a lot of this, she started working on an initiative to get the fume hoods to be lower energy consumption. Part of that is getting the users to actually close the fume hoods, which makes the fans slow down and consume less energy. So it's a behavioral intervention. And part of it's a technical intervention in that not all of the fume hoods have this slowing down fan.
You know, I'm hearing all this work, and it's all student-driven?
Well, I'm obviously focusing on the student-driven. I mean, a lot of this is driven by the facilities department, and it's the students who are trying to assist the good work that they're doing.
And saving MIT a lot of money. MIT, in turn, charges a lot of money for you to go there. Are you getting paid for any of this? What's in this for you?
So I personally am just really passionate about this because I think that if we can solve these problems at MIT, we can solve them in the world. In terms of incentives for students to get involved, that's part of what we're creating. So we've got a projects fund to pay for materials. We have what we call an undergraduate research opportunities program for students who want to get involved. We're working on developing a fund for graduate student fellowships where they can take a year away from their lab and work on these campus projects. I think the most important thing is that this has provided sort of a leadership training ground for a lot of the students.
You have the Geary Building on campus. This is a $300 million status center designed designed by Frank Geary. And now MIT is suing Geary. It was supposed to do things like collect rainwater to use then in toilets, and it has had leaks and things. Are you getting pushback from people saying, we might not be able to afford to experiment?
Well, the Geary Building is something where there were some problems with the design and with the engineering, and that's a little bit of a fluke. But we do have a systemic problem, which is that there's about $1 billion backlog of deferred maintenance on the MIT campus. This is everything from leaking roofs to broken steam traps to windows that are leaking heat all over the place.
Sort of like you've got to caulk first just to go around and
exactly.
Caulk.
No, it turns out that the window insulation is one of the highest leverage things you can do.
Well, we also understand as part of that you have a plan to sort of retrofit the existing things. Tell us about that.
Right, exactly. So we're getting student brigades going this spring that will go and retrofit, for example, lighting occupancy sensors, which turn off the lights when people aren't in the room. Those require sort of a little bit of ongoing attention maintenance to tune up so students can get involved in that.
Everybody turn off their computer?
That's one of them. Actually, we've got a whole behavioral change campaign that's trying to get people to print double-sided, print less, turn off their computers, turn off their lights, walk through revolving doors. That takes building a movement on campus, which is a lot of what we're trying to do right now.
Well, that's Jason Jay. He's a doctoral student in the management school at MIT, co-founder of the MIT Generator, working to reduce his school's carbon footprint. Jason, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Robin.
Someone hire him. And coming up, Bell X1, big in Ireland, but now will they achieve world domination? Back in 1 minute, here and now.